Welcome to the Aeolian Impromptu. I'm your host, Maya Barsak. Today we travel to Spain, and more specifically to Barcelona, to meet guitarist and composer Feliu Gaxul. Feliu is a very prolific composer and also a performance guitarist. And so we had a little chat, and before we do so, let's hear a piece of his. This was a short piece entitled Preludi Meditatio No. 7, which was composed and performed by Catalan composer Feliu Gaxul. Let's turn now to a short interview I had with him recently in his studio in Barcelona. Good afternoon. I'm sitting here in the studio of guitarist and composer Feliu Gaxul. Welcome, Feliu.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to be sitting in your studio after many years, actually, here in Barcelona. And wanted to take this opportunity to ask you a few questions. You've had a journey as a guitarist, but also as a composer. And where do you see yourself right now on the spectrum? Mentalist, composer, human being? Who are you?
Human being, maybe, no? To be a little bit. To arrive to be happy in my life, but they have the chance to discover the music, to be player, and to be and to develop the composition, and they are the ways that I am using to try to be a good human being. About composing and playing. I think they are both absolutely incredible, and I think for to be a composer, it's great to know how to play an instrument and to understand how difficult it is to move the fingers. For example, I am a guitar player. To move the fingers, to understand that when I am writing music for other instruments, players, to try to understand the psychology of his instruments, because I know exactly what is mine, no? You know, to compose, it's to try to go to your inside and to find, to try to translate in songs some incredible things that you are feeling in your inside, no? And you combine the sounds. And you have time to think if these sounds they are like that, or you can change it a little bit, or you can remodulate it. You can say it in English? Remodelar.
You can model it again, remodel.
Yes, I'm saying that for example, when you play, you have to be yourself at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, because it is this time the concert exactly, and you need to be concentrate, to be yourself, to feel at your body, to feel the silence, to be able to play the concert.
Mm-hmm.
The concert player is something very difficult to do, no?
But don't you think that you discover yourself also when you play?
No, I'm saying that in composition you can change notes. When you are playing a concert, you are living the moment. I was trying to say that.
Okay.
You are living the real moment, no?
Right.
When you are a composer, of course, yes. You are looking for notes, for things that makes you pleasure, and you think that the thing is working. But if you make a wrong note, you have time to erase it.
To erase it and go back, yes.
Exactly. And the experience of to be player is incredible, because you have to be very, very... You have to domine yourself a lot. And this is very difficult.
Mm.
No?
You know, I agree with you. But I also think that when you are a player, it's also a journey of discovery. It's just a different journey of discovery than when you're a composer.
But if you're playing in a concert, she is the discovering of the body, of all, see, of course, yes.
And also perhaps you in response to the narrative that's being imposed on you.
I don't understand.
Like when you play somebody else's music, you're being an interpreter. You're basically, you know, being constrained by the parameters of another composer. But in those constraints, it gives you also the room, it also gives you the, you know, room to discover parts of who you are as you discover this music.
Well, and the most important thing when you play is to play something that you understand what you are playing and you like. Because sometimes you have to play things that, for me, it is not impossible. It will be not possible to play it good because I don't like it.
I understand. Yeah.
Okay, but first thing is to play something that you like, you enjoy. Yeah, you and you make as if it's you who composed this music. No, you recreate creatively, understanding what he's. Let's go, for example, when I am teaching chamber music of another composer,
mm-hmm.
no? let's say that we are playing a trio of Brahms, no? I'm sure that if Brahms will play the piano part of his trio,
mm-hmm.
he will play it always different. It's a little bit crazy what I am saying, but... Not different, but maybe he will put an arpeggio, he will, this tempo, he will took it a little bit slowly, and the other thing, he made a some rubato. I'm saying that the composers, when they play his own music,
mm-hmm.
they play it always different, but they play the music and they understand exactly the sense of every note. And this is infinite. You can... You understand me a little bit.
Yeah, I understand.
And sometimes, but the composer, sorry for my English, can only write one version of this playing. But when he's playing it, he changes always.
Okay, but when you
when you are making the interpretation of music, sometimes it's like a totem. What he will say, Brahms, if there is not put it an arpeggio here and you are playing this arpeggio. Brahms is dead, but maybe he will like it. I'm saying that sometimes the music, it becomes a paranoia, no? And there are people in the life
uh-huh.
that they say that I am the representative in the life of Johannes Brahms. I'm saying that the music, the proof is that the composers, they play different his music, and there is much more freedom that sometimes we cannot feel it in the interpretation of classical music. No.
Right, but I guess my question also is, don't you think that you also have certain freedoms when you interpret somebody's music?
Exactly.
Because it's going to be different every single time. You could play the right notes, the right rhythm, but the moment is different.
Sí. The most important thing is to understand what is happening in this music, what is expressing this line, I don't know, and that is very subjective, no?
Hmm.
Because
and so,
all of us, we are different, and we understand the things in a different form, no?
Right. So are you, like when you write music, are you very attached that the musicians that interpret your music are very firm to what you write, or do you give them some space?
It's a good question. No, I am very tyrannic sometimes. And constantly I'm saying this is wrong, this is an absolutely wrong attitude. But the problem is when you write music, personally, I know so exactly how it has to be played that sometimes for me it's like very, very difficult when the things... Usually there is no enough rehearsals. Eh?
Mm.
But this is another problem. This is a very general problem in contemporary music. The people, they learn to be very professional, to play all the notes, but there is no time to make an assimilation of what is the discourse making it.
Mm.
But I have to say too that sometimes if some interprets that they played my music more in his way, if they understood the I don't know how to say, but something very essential, they discovered to me a lot of things that after I agree that, ostras, that could be, it's great that you play it in that way because you discover.
So sometimes you are open to maybe discovering something new from the people who interpret your music and make some changes.
Sí, sometimes yes. Mm-hmm. It has to be come from a person who should be intelligent.
Mm-hmm. And so what inspires you to write?
The love. L'amor, que es diu en català.
Mm.
The love. There is something inside of us that makes us vibrate. And this is the reason of why I'm doing music.
Mm.
Uniquely that. And after, you can translate this love in many different thinkings and many different... But the essential is this energy, bestial animal that you feel in your inside that makes you do.
So I'm going to go back to the question that I initially asked, which is it a love, just the pure essence of love, or is it also something that you feel like you are responding to the environment that you live in, and especially here in Catalonia, it's
good. If we have to talk about politics, it's another way. Because now in Catalonia we have very terrible problems that makes me in another kind of feeling. When I am talking about art in this moment, I'm going in one kind of way, mystical, like research of myself, of my insight. But
so you're not affected by what happens politically.
But if I listen that I am doing it a lot. What is happening outside in the politics, in the society actually, I am very upset about what is happening. No, that.
So is your music a way also to respond to what's happening?
No.
No.
No. No. If I have to be upset, I go to the street and I cry and I make manifestations and I'm doing all of these kind of things.
So there's a separation between
si.
Your political life and your creative life.
Si.
Okay.
Si. In that way, yes. Mm. I don't know if it will be a war, real war here. Mm. It's crazy that.
So you've studied with a lot of different people. you are very much immersed in the life of a performer, composer, and teacher. What are the things that inspire you?
I think everything can inspire me. The unique way, the unique thing that it has to be okay is that I have to be open. If you have your inside open, you can find beautiful or crazy things in everything. It's not a question of outside, it's a question of inside. For example, if you wake up one day in the morning, the musicians we say here in B flat, you wake up enfadado, no?
Angry.
Absolutely angry, no? And negative. And you have a three in your window. This three is awful. But if you wake up happy and open, this three is automatically the more beautiful thing in the world. That means that the beautifulness of the things is not outside, is inside. It's the thing that I would like. You asked me before about that too. That is the thing that I would like to arrive in my life, to be happy. Mm. To wake up without psychological problems. That's why I am making music. It's my therapy. To play and to compose.
And so everything inspires you. And are there any composers that come to mind, or artists that, you know, trigger some very strong feelings that engage you?
I met incredible persons around all of my life. Yeah, of course, yes, a lot.
Mm.
Composers and players. What I have to say.
Other artists, I don't know.
We were talking before of these. Now you are recording me, but before we were talking together about four last songs of Richard Strauss, no?
Yeah.
For example, there are so many incredible things. And maybe another person that I met in, and a guitar player that I met in my life, that I had the occasion to play and to talk a lot with him and to spend some time. It was with Paco de Lucía.
Oh, what a great artist.
Who, if you think about a real player, he was one of them. I think he was a person that it was not distance between his center and the sound that he was doing with the instrument. I'm saying with no problems, no physical problems to explain the music, no? He was like, but curiously, he was a very humility.
Humble.
Person.
Very humble person.
And very respectful person, and very flippation person with all the things that come out, no? Flipar?
He would
hallucinating, get, no? He'd
get excited.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, but I met other persons in my life.
Obviously, but sometimes, you know, we come across certain people or certain pieces of music or certain artists or nature or lovers in our life that really ignite something very deep in us.
But you have, we were talking about that too, no? There are persons that you consider that they are teachers in your life, no? But in reality, they were teachers because you was able to understand what they were saying, no? I'm saying that the unique teacher that exists in this life is yourself. Maybe you will think that is an egocentrical answer, no? But I believe on the knowledge that is in our inside. The unique thing is to work on it, because after, I'm sure that everything will make sense. And we are alone in this life to understand that. We're so alone. But, excuse me, what you were going to say?
I was going to just ask, what are you working on right now?
I am writing a piano concerto. Isn't it, the piano, it is not my instrument at all. Because, no, I wrote for all the instruments. Okay, but the piano, I have a lot of admiration for this instrument, and I'm scary because nothing, I am talking too much.
And is there a plan of it being performed anytime soon, or it's just starting now and you're just...
No, it's a commission. It's a commission of a friend of mine, Laura Farré. He's a piano player, fantastic, and now she's living in England. And she asked me to write her this concerto, and it will be performed here in 1 year.
Look forward to hearing it.
Okie dokie.
Thank you so much for your time and for sharing some of your thoughts and process.
Thank you, Maya.
A little glimpse into the world of composer Feliu Gașul. And to kind of feel that mystical journey that Feliu shared with us, how he works, his process, his internal dialogue, so to say, I thought I'd leave you with another of his compositions, which is actually entitled Sextet Mystique, and it's also performed on guitar by Feliu.
Thank you.
Sextet Mystique, composed and performed by Feliu Gachot. Thanks again for tuning in, and be back with another interview soon with Spanish composer Sonia Mejías, based in Valencia. Till then, be well.